The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. And Jesus said to his apostles, "Behold, I am sending you out like sheep in the midst of wolves. Behold, be aware of the people you meet. They will hand you over to courts. They'll scourge you in their synagogues, and you will be held, be led by governors and kings for my sake as witnesses before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about what you are to say or how you are to say it. You will be given at that moment what you are to say. For it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will hand over brother to death, and father his child, and children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to another. Amen, I say to you, you will not finish the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes." The Gospel of the Lord. It's a very interesting gospel. We're in a sequence from the Gospel of Matthew here all this week and tomorrow. We will complete that sequence. Next week, we'll move on to another sequence of narratives. But this week, we've been dealing with Jesus sending out his disciples. The first apostles are sent. Curiously, they're not sent to teach. Teaching will come after the resurrection. But they're sent out to witness the healing, powerful presence of Jesus Christ. Now, they're sent out in his name. What it meant in the time of Jesus and what it means now are two different things. I mean, in the time of Jesus, they were persecuted. They were subject to all sorts of conflict, family divisions, all sorts of oppression in the time of Jesus. Now, the language here might be somewhat hyperbolic, but nonetheless, it's accurate. They will be persecuted and they will be driven out of their homes. All sorts of heavy, heavy burdens will be placed upon them. How to translate this into the present age? It's not precisely what happened in the time of Jesus. It's going to happen today. This is what it does mean, though. It means don't worry about what you are to say. Don't be afraid. We got that in the last few days. Fear nothing. You are led in the power of Jesus Christ. It's the Lord who sends you out. What this means to us is the call of the Spirit is to live in the presence of God. If you journey this day in the presence of God, aware of God's presence, everything will fall into place. Difficulties will have more meaning, blessings will be more obvious. If you walk in the presence of God, if you find yourself during the day saying, "Praise God, thanks be to God, Lord, give me insight, increase my faith." If you find yourself walking through this day with a certain prayer that leads you, you are walking in the presence of God. This is what it means to pray. To have a day of prayer is to be in the presence of God. Now, there is a complicated theological construct called fundamental option. But in very simple form, in just a few moments of reference, it means this. It means that a person makes a fundamental statement in life, foundational statement. I'm going to be a follower of Jesus Christ. That's a life statement. That's meant to direct me in everything that happens to me in my life. Now, as I journey along, because we're all human, I will vary a little bit and I'll default a little bit here, but I will not change the fundamental statement of my life. Even if I drift a little bit here, drift a little bit there, somehow I will be drawn back to this fundamental statement of my life, which is, I am a follower of Jesus Christ. Now, once I make this statement in my life, I'm going to walk in the presence of God. That's what Jesus is saying here. When you go out, you are sent by Jesus Christ, and therefore you have no fear. Everything will somehow come into focus when you're following Jesus Christ. The sad times of your life somehow will call you to renew your faith. The joyous or happy or blessed moments of your life will cause you to give thanks to the Lord. You will look and you will see the sunrise and you will say, praise God for the sunrise, for the sunset. You will be conscious of your health. You'll thank God for the gift of your health. You'll bless people who love you and who belong to you and who are generous to you. You'll be grateful because you are walking in the presence of God. That's what it means. That's what it means when we're sent, spoken about in this gospel reading today. We are sent in the power of Jesus Christ. Therefore, every day will be a good day. Even when things go wrong, somehow the power of Jesus Christ, the Spirit will lead us, and we will reinterpret the things that are happening to us. So keep this in mind. You know, we have to avoid people who are very negative. Sometimes I get the impression people are only half alive. I meet people that are only half alive. Nothing is quite right. The Pope isn't okay. The country isn't okay. My family is not okay. There's always something to murmur and complain about. When you meet these people, you can see they're only half alive. And then you meet people who are alive. And even though they're troubled and they're weighed down, you can tell they're alive. They're fully alive. That's what Jesus is speaking about here. Go out into the world fully alive in the power of the Holy Spirit. It's the journey to make this day a good day. Let that be the grace that the Word of God teaches us today. Amen.